on Sunday afternoon, Toby was going for a swim in his backyard pool. He called out to his brother, "Hey, Tim, come jump in." So Tim ran from the other side of the grass and did a big, big cannonball and splashed all the way up the collarbund fence over the top and splashed the neighbor's dog. They were both laughing so much because they could hear the dog barking and shaking. All you could hear was his collar. And he must have gotten so wet from that big splash. So Tim put his goggles on and did a big dive down to the bottom where Toby was sitting right at the bottom of the pool in a pose that he had never done before. He was on his head underwater, holding his nose, and then he started to flip and flip and do lots and lots of somersaults. The boys were mucking around underneath the water and having a great Sunday afternoon. Every now and then they'd come up for air and then they would dive straight back down until something caught their eye. It was a dog. The neighbor's dog had jumped into their yard and started barking. He was barking so loud, and the boys didn't know what he was barking at. They really didn't think he was cranky from getting so wet. They thought there was just more to it. So they had a bit of a closer look, and at the end of the swimming pool where the dog was, he was looking down at this shiny object very close to the filter of the pool. So one of the boys, Toby, jumped out and got his binoculars and decided to take a closer look using his binoculars. They weren't any type of binoculars. The dog was getting so worked up and cranky. The sun was shining on this hole, and every time it shimmered, the dog would sniff the air and get really growly and grumpy and start to dig at that area. So everything that they tried, it wasn't working. So then they decided to hop out, draw a map, and write down a list of what their plan might be to try and figure out what was going on here. This took a while, and they were shivering because they were getting so cold. But then they heard a sound. It was like that sound that you make when you click your fingers underwater. You can try it in the bath or in a swimming pool. You click your fingers underwater and listen to that sound. That is what they kept hearing, and it kept setting the neighbor's dog off. So they looked further into it, and Tim saw a hole. There wasn't supposed to be a hole there, down under the water in their pool, right at the bottom below the filter box. It was glistening, shiny, making that sound. And so he picked at it a little bit. And when he picked at it, it broke open slightly, and as it broke open, something incredible happened. Tim and Toby shrunk. They were the size of your little finger. So hold up your little finger right now and have a look at your little finger. That is the size of them. So this was a 6-year-old boy and a 4-year-old boy that had turned into the size of your little finger now. So they were shrunk. Because they were that small, they could fit inside of this little hole. It was a bit of a trap door. But hanging on the side of there, when Tim had picked it open, there was a very shiny key that was the same size as them now. So they had to use all their muscles. They had muscles in their eyebrows as well. They had to use all their muscles to lift the key up and unlock the second part of the door. And when they did that, it sprung open and it took them down, whizzing down this hole into this area that didn't have water anymore. So somehow they had gone from being on the bottom of their pool, through the hole, down the whizzing tunnel, into an area. It was amazing. They couldn't believe it. Into an area with no water and a big open space. Stay tuned for the next chapter.